This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Stephen, what's going on at the movies?
Well, I tell you what, David, the good news for Australian cinema just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yes.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yep.
So we have, at the top of the charts, first of all, Penguin Bloom, followed by The Dry. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened, but it certainly hasn't happened in a very, very long time, David.
That
we'd have the top two films at the box office are both, you know, homegrown. So it's just really exciting.
Yeah, and now there's a new movie out as well, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah, what's that one called?
This is the segue we were going for.
I guessed it. Isn't that interesting? I guessed it.
Well, look, I absolutely love this. It's called High Ground. Now, this, it kind of released sneakily. I mean, technically, it released on Thursday last week.
Yep.
They previewed from Australia Day, and that was a very purposeful statement, I would say. So basically, what this film is, David, it's set in 1931, so you're kind of sandwiched between two world wars. And I think what maybe a lot of Australians might not realise is that really the kind of border wars were still very, very active between the colonial settlers and the original First Nations people.
Oh, it sounds like all the premiers with COVID.
Well, exactly, you know, but even more bloody, unfortunately. So what this does, it stars the mentalist lead, Simon Baker.
Oh, such a sexy-looking man. Oh, gosh.
Well, there you go. I mean, far be it for me to say, but there you go, David.
And he's a good actor as well.
He really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got that kind of ingrained face that kind of is perfect for a role like this. So what it is, he was a former cop, but 12 years before the film started, he witnessed an arrest in a First Nations community that went horribly wrong, left almost everybody dead. And so we then jump forward 12 years, and there's two survivors, okay? The first one is who was then a young boy. Now, he's played by spectacular newcomer Jacob Junior Nyehinku. And this boy is a revelation. So he's probably in his early, he's probably late 20s, I think. The camera loves him. His performance is incredible. So the idea is he was taken from the scene of the slaughter and raised on a mission. Now, 12 years later, we find out that the other survivor was his uncle, Bewara, who's played by Sean Mununger. And now he appeared in the director of High Crown's first feature, Yonu Boy. And he basically is sort of, they're sort of yin and yang. So Bewara has become a bit of a, you know, almost like a kind of anti-Ned Kelly. He's sort of, you know, leading a vengeance quest against all the white people who were involved in that massacre and trying to hunt them all down. Now, meanwhile, Simon Baker, who gave up being a cop because of this event, kind of forms an uneasy alliance with the other survivor, the young boy, and they try to head off disaster to prevent, you know, this horrible cycle of vengeance. On the other side of that, you've got one of my favourite Australian actors as a bad boy, Callan Mulvey. Now, he was in Mystery Road, the TV series.
Yep.
He has this scar on his face, and it just makes him the perfect casting for any bad guy in any Australian film. Like, he rocks up all the time as a bad guy.
Hey, Stephen, it's John here. Wasn't he in Heartbreak High back in the day? Is that right? Is that the same actor?
He was a long time ago. Yeah, well gone.
That's my, that was my, you know, my sexual awakening, Heartbreak High, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You know, look, I'm just going to say, I've got a bit of a thing for scars as well, so let me tell you. Yeah, he's quite hunky.
Yeah.
And he's teamed up with Aaron Peterson, who's one of my favourite Australian actors, who is the tracker that's helping him track down Simon Baker and Jacob to try and stop them from making peace. So as you can tell, it's not going to end up a bit of, you know, it's not going to end quietly, let's just say it that way. But look, this is, it's a really powerful film. It's shot in the Northern Territory, and including in Arnhem Land and also Kakadu National Park. It's so powerful. Even though it's a period film, it very obviously has a lot to say about where we are today and where we want to be as a country.
I see. I saw some of the I saw some of the press around it, and they were saying that some of the parts of Australia that they filmed in have never been you've never been allowed to film there.
Oh,
before.
Wow.
So they actually had to have permission by, from the indigenous communities to be there. So it's
absolutely.
Oh wow!
So director Stephen Johnson.
All I'm hearing. Oh, sorry.
Go on. No, I was just going to say he's been working on it for 20 years to get all of the First Nations permissions to do it.
Yep. Fantastic. And Jack Thompson's in it as well. So you're like some great actors. So and a lot of people have been saying it's a film every Australian should see. Mm. We all need to see this film.
Please do. It's really, it's something special. And really, everyone does.
How many stars, Stephen?
4 stars for High Ground in cinemas right now.
Right, brilliant.
And I'm going to very quickly, I know we're focusing on movies mostly at the moment, David, because we can finally go back to cinemas, but I think it'd be remiss of us on Joy not to quickly jump onto streaming just for a second to talk about Russell T Davies' new program, It's a Sin.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that.
So likewise. I don't have Stan, but everyone on social media is just raving, absolutely raving. Have you seen it?
No, I'm actually thinking about signing up to Stan so I can watch it as well.
Yeah,
I binge watched it in a day, and I'm still getting over it. I think it's up there with one of the best queer dramas around the AIDS crisis that we've seen. It's so brilliant.
Yep, yeah.
John, I kind of, one of the reasons I love it as well is because, like a film BPM, a French film, you know, of course the HIV AIDS crisis was horrendous, but what It's a Sin does, and it's set in the 80s in London, and it kind of looks at it as, you know, that slowly filters into the UK from the US without people really knowing what's going on. But what I love about it is it doesn't lose sight of the joy.
Agreed.
The fact that even amongst the horror, people were still young, living their lives, wanting to be happy, wanting to embrace their identity. And I think that's what the series gets really right.
And don't you think, too, that, diversity, ethnic diversity, and gender diversity in casting is such a hot topic at the moment,
that
and
is.
That's how you do it well. It's just this beautiful, eclectic mix of fantastic actors that it doesn't matter what colour or what gender they identify as. It's just, that's the future of what television and film should look like, I think.
And do you know,
it's really good.
The other side of it is how much Stan have got behind it in publicity. It has been marketed everywhere. There's billboards. Yeah. There's all the, you know, like the tram stop ads. You know, like, it is everywhere. It's across, you know, like, I even get ads on social media, and I'm not even with them. They've done you know, like, and our community, you know, like, they're promoting it to everyone. Mm. It's not just for our community, so.
And look, you've got pop star Ollie Alexander in it, but most of the rest of the cast, certainly with the young ones, are newcomers as well, and they're all brilliant. Mm. You've also got legends like Stephen Fry and Neil Patrick Harris. You know, it's a real treat. It's a Sin on Stan right now. 4 stars.
And we've got to also mention
the music.
And yes, and we're going to play the song a bit later in the show. It's a Sin that they got the name from the Pet Shop Boys song, but it's not the Pet Shop Boys version they use in it. Who do they use?
So Ollie Alexander. Ollie Alexander does a cover of it.
We own, we only hear, in the actual show, we only hear about 3 seconds of it. I was like, dash it.
Yeah.
But I put it on as soon as I was finished.
Yeah. You know what else? Ollie Alexander, for anyone listening, he's a great follow on Instagram because he's posted a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I've become a little low-key obsessed with It's a Sin and then following all of the actors. But Ollie Alexander is really sharing the publicity around that beautiful young cast of people, and it looks like they had a bloody riot putting it together.
Fantastic.
You know, one other thing that I love, Lydia West, who's the young BFF, now she was in Years and Years, also from Russell T Davies, but she, the character she plays is a real, you know, actress who became a real advocate for, you know, sexual health during the crisis, and the real person plays her mum.
Okay, didn't know that.
Wow, fantastic.
Now, jumping back from It's a Sin, 4 stars on Stan right now, I'm going to go back to the movies, guys, because one of my favourite young actresses, English actor Olivia Cooke, is in a really fun little dark comedy that's opened in cinemas this week called Pixie. Now, she's actually an English actor, but she's adopted a fairly decent Irish accent for this one. And the concept's simple. She is the daughter of an Irish gangster who's played by Cole Meaney, who people might know from the series Gangs of London or from his time on Star Trek. And she kind of wants to get out of this war between him and, bizarrely, Alec Baldwin from Hollywood playing an Irish gun-toting priest. Now, she wants to get out, steal the money, run away to San Francisco. And so she basically recruits two young men who both fancy her. One of them is Ben Hardy, who played Roger Taylor in Bohemian Rhapsody. And the other one, Daryl McCormack, an Irish boy from Peaky Blinders. Now, this is a ridiculous film. It's just good fun. Like, if you enjoy sort of things like In Bruges or something like that, where there's a lot of bodies piling up, but it's a dark chuckle along the way. I'd give it 3.5 stars for in the cinema, right?
Brilliant. All right, Stephen, thank you so much. Some fun ones today and some interesting ones as well. All right. Lovely talking to you as always, and we'll see you in the movies. No, you won't, because I don't go to the movies very often. All right, see you, Stephen.
You don't have to.
Yeah. All right, see you.
Thanks, Stephen. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. You here on Joy 94.9 Sunday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.